What an honor and a privilege it is to tap in to the worship of God. Tap in. Tag team wrestling. Tap in. Nothing could be better than worshiping God. Nothing. In His presence, there's fullness of joy, right? It is. Peace that passes understanding. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jeremiah said, God said, in chapter 4, he said, O Israel, says the Lord, if you wanted to return to me, you could. Now, if you are reading that and you see that God has been pretty much letting them know that they're going to fail miserably, that they have been adulterers, that he told Jeremiah, they aren't going to listen to you, but they need to be told. But then there, he says, but if they wanted to return, they could. The door is always open to return to the Lord. He says, return to me, call upon me, I'll answer you. He's just the loving God. Loving God, make me loving. Thank you for loving me. That gratitude that we have, you know? I want, and when we want, when do we want? That cheer came to my head. We want a touchdown. When do we want it? We want it now. When do I want my prayers answered? I want my prayers answered now. 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 We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We've got spirit. How about you? Okay, enough cheering. Not really. There's plenty of cheering. Cheer for the Lord. Cheer God on in His greatness. You know, we're behind you, God, in whatever you decide. Go out before us, for the Lord will go before us, and His joy will be our strength. These are the promises we have from God. I want, and the Lord said in Jeremiah 9:24. I love this. But those who boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord. The Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth. And that I delight in these things. He delights in justice. He delights in righteousness. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men, Jesus said. But those who boast should boast in this, that they truly know me. Do you truly know Jesus? That's for you to decide. But if we truly know him, then he is on our lips. The gospel is an offense to those that are perishing, so they need to hear how good God is. They do. Go into all the world. Go and disciple the nations. If you watch Flashpoint, you know, they talk about that. What Dutch Sheets talks about that. Discipling the nations. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks. How great is our God? God is so good. I know him. And I want to know him more. But I do know him. I do. I want. As I was wanting to begin to write the devotional. If you read the devotional, you know, I was distracted by the litter boxes. Now, it is an offering of love to my wife and to the cats, I suppose. But I was distracted by that. Or I was attracted to that, maybe, because I got the scoop, and as I started to scoop, I asked the Lord. I said, how can I delight you cleaning a litter box? He said, get every piece. Now, there would be some who don't know the Lord who would say that the Lord won't talk to you about a litter box. But I know the Lord, and I know his voice. And so even cleaning the litter box, it doesn't come to, that's good enough. I've got to get busy. Besides that, when I can have a conversation with the Lord while I'm doing it, I can take my time. I can rejoice in every moment. It brings to my mind how it will make Vicky happy because she can smell. Now, I can smell too, but I can't smell like her. I can smell the devil, but I don't smell everything else. I guess, like I've often said, I'm a light breather. I don't breathe heavy. I don't breathe fast. I think maybe that I have a sensor that doesn't breathe when it's not convenient. Michael and I were on a drive, and we drove past a local somewhat feedlot type thing. And Michael, me, I said, it smells like farm. Isn't that good, Michael? Ew! You're like, I don't go to get a big whiff. I just get enough for the farmyard smell. Skunks don't bother me a lot. They don't. Now, if you happen to run right over one that it's been run over, it could make your eyes water. But it's okay. That's why I said riding a motorcycle was beneficial because, boop, you're past it. We need to get past ourselves and past focusing on what we want and focus on him who we want. This is what we can boast in, that we know the Lord. If I remind myself that I know the Lord, then knowing the Lord is going to guide my life. So that if my mouth speaks like I don't know the Lord, I will hear my mouth and I will say, wait a minute, I know the Lord. If my mind thinks like I don't know the Lord, my mind will correct itself and say, wait a minute, I know the Lord. So then it becomes more important to please the Lord than to please me. There's some things that we just want to say. But I know the Lord. I know the Lord, and I know that as he talked about Israel, and he talked about Jerusalem, and he talked about things that every now and then he would throw in, but they could come back if they want to. They could, if they wanted to. And they could hear the word from Jeremiah that says, you could come back if you wanted to. And then we hear them say, we don't want to. Sometimes people don't want to. Sometimes they don't. But they might. They might change their mind. They might get a tidbit that feeds them. They might. They might on Wednesday at jail. A young lady, I don't think I told you guys about this. I have to try to remember. Anyway, yes, because it was on Wednesday. I haven't talked to you since Sunday. Exactly. And she's a young lady, and she's in prison for murder. And she often has questioned, can I really get to heaven? And God worked this out. Nobody else from her pod came, so we had a one-on-one. And we were talking about how are you waiting, you know. And she said, I have a question. Can I really get to heaven? I said, why would you ask such a thing? Well, because I've broken a lot of commandments, and I broke the big one. And I said to her, I said, you know, it's good that you want to take responsibility, but I said, how do you know that's the big one? That it's the biggest one. There's a lot of things within the 10 and beyond the 10 that might be uglier than one of them. And I said, what makes you think that what you did is greater than what Jesus did? I said, do you love Jesus, don't you? Yeah, I do. I love Jesus. And I said, well, then we're going to pray, and we're going to chase that away. You don't ever want to think about it again. I don't ever want to hear about it again. Because what Jesus did takes care of that. And I asked her before we prayed, I said, did you want anybody to die? No. But I started the fire. Yeah. What were you thinking when you started it? I don't know. I don't even remember starting it. Maybe she didn't. But, you know, she's not concerned about that. She's concerned about she wants to go to heaven. And so we prayed. And when we prayed, that was gone. And I asked her, did you feel that? And she said, yeah, it just went. It just went. It just went. I said, so don't let it come back. You see, God's in the business. He didn't come into the world to judge the world. He came to save the world. And we need to let people know that they can be saved. That they can be saved. There's another place in Jeremiah where they're talking about the fact of, you know, don't think that just because you come to the temple, you act any way you want everywhere else, you come to the temple and you think that saves you, you're wrong. You come and then you go right back to what you were doing before. Don't do that. Because if you want to, if they wanted to, they could come back to the Lord. If we want to, because see, that's the thing, a lot of times people say, well, I can't change. If you want to, you can. If you want to, I want I want to delight the Lord. I really want to. And I really don't want to disappoint him. I really don't want to disappoint the Lord. I really don't want to fail the Lord. I don't want to. And I really do want to correct it when I do fail the Lord. But I don't want to fail the Lord. I don't like failing the Lord. I don't like catching myself and saying, wait a minute, I know the Lord. I don't like that. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. You know, I do not. I want to delight the Lord. He said, so if you're going to boast, you should boast that you truly know and understand that I am the Lord. It takes perseverance to know the Lord. So that when we say, I know the Lord, we're not lying. Oh yeah, I know God. I doubt it. Oh yeah, I know the Lord. I think so. You understand what I'm saying? See, I went to church. In the wrong way and left the church in the same wrong way. Thought about things when I went to church the wrong way. Did everything else the way I wanted to. How did that work for me? Not well. Not well. How does this work for me? Pretty good. When I see a promise in the Word of God, I believe that it's a promise for me. I don't wish that maybe somehow I might come into that category. No, I know that it's for me. Not because of what I've done, but what he's done, and because we believe him. We believe him. We trust him. We trust him because he is God. We don't trust in our works, then we could boast. We don't say, oh, I've got so much faith. I don't think that that's it. But I have so much love. You see, we need to release our love to God. And we need to release the love that we have for God into the atmosphere. Got here early this morning, so I'm looking at the spots in the ceiling, and I see a cross, and I see little sheep in the stains. You know, people look at clouds and see things. I look at the ceiling to see what marks we got. You know, and the Lamb of God at the bottom there. See the ears and the head. And I think it'll still be okay to paint it. But in the meantime, we can enjoy the clouds that God left us. And we can give God glory even for his artwork. You know, this is what we should boast in, that we know the Lord. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it. I did everything against it. I tried to stop it. I tried to get rid of every memory of Jesus, and I owe it all to him now. We owe it all to God. If we know him, we know that we owe it all to God. And we owe it to him to be faithful and to be confident. And to declare a good thing. I'm declaring, I hear people trying to think that time was dead after that storm. You know, oh, it's never going to come back. Where was it before? You know, I mean, oh, we're not going to have this and we're not going to have that. But we can have God. We can trust God. We can encourage people to know God. We can do that. So then we can decree in the name of Jesus that I'm not going anywhere. I love this town. 14 and 47, where heaven begins. Two highways cross there. You know? I mean, what's not to love? We're within driving distance of anything else that we might need. You know, I used to always say, people say, oh, there's nothing to do. I said, I can be in Minneapolis in 7 hours for culture. Or I can read my Bible for 7 minutes and go around the world. But, you know, I mean, the thing is we can do that. People in the city, oh, you don't have any place to shop. Well, if I can't find what I want here, I can be at Walmart in 46 minutes, which most city people can't. I remember Murray used to tell me it'd take him like 5 hours for a 40-minute drive when he had got out during traffic. I said, oh, man, you must love that. Time to see all the stuff the cities have. No, I know. But you see, people are brainwashed into thinking that all the stuff is more important. That's what the enemy does to distract them from all the stuff. From the Lord. I don't have anything against people that like cities. That's okay. That's great. As long as they don't like the city better than they like God. See, this is what we should boast in, and this alone, that we truly know God. And we understand that he is the Lord. The Lord who demonstrates, he demonstrates unfailing love, and he brings justice, and he brings righteousness to the earth, because those are the things that he delights in. This is God, the one true God, demonstrates. People want to think that storms are his demonstration. They're nothing. They're nothing compared to justice and righteousness. Because justice and righteousness will restore anything that a storm might produce. Yes, I know that the Bible says that he stores up hail. He's got storehouses for that stuff. I'm sure he certainly is, obviously, it's not out of his ability. Sometimes the farmers want a good snow cover. Right? Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the good snow cover will cover a lack of rain. And then, of course, when it's not snow cover, and there's not enough rain cover, we still got God's cover. He still is able. Are we able to know and to believe and to trust and to declare? I know that God, I know Him. I know Him. I know God. I want to know Him more because there's more to know. I know that there's people that know Him more than I know Him, and that's okay as long as they are more important than the one that we know. See, we need to consider how fortunate we are to know God. Or to know that we can know God. Or to recognize that we need to know God more. I just gotta get closer to you, Lord. Gotta get closer to you. I've gotta get closer and closer and closer. I gotta get closer to you. That satisfies me. That gives me peace. That gives me joy. That gives me confidence and assurance when everything doesn't have to go the way I want. And the more that I want, the more that you want, the more that we want Him, the more we'll experience everything else. Because Jesus promised, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all this other stuff's going to be added to you. And it's okay. In my garage cleaning process and getting stuff out of the way so they could put in walls, there on the floor was a little purple hippopotamus that my kids used to play with. In the dirt. And I put that in my sweatshirt and continued to work. And when I took off my sweatshirt, it fell out so that I remembered to say, Vicki, look what I found. And she said, oh my, a treasure indeed. And Gracie the cat loves it, plays with the hippopotamus. Man, I get my kicks out of things. But I feel like it's like a gift from God. I saw that and it was like, wow, God, look at that. There wasn't any chance of it getting thrown away. It was in my pocket. Hallelujah. There's some things you can keep. There's some things you can throw. I'm more to throw than there is to keep. But I'm getting close. I'm just starting to get into that even more and more every week. It's just, you know, I got lumber that I would normally just pile somewhere because I might use it someday. I'm not going to use it. It's going to get wet. It's going to get soft. It's going to fall apart. And then I'm going to have to pick it up that way to throw it away later because I've already done that. So, you know. But God never gets useless. God never gets unnecessary. There's no place where I need to say, don't worry, God, I got this. I ain't going to do that. I haven't got this. I have not got this. The things that I think I know, I still haven't got this. You know? I depend upon the Lord to make my guitar tuner work. Oh, yes, I know how to make it work, but I also know what happens when it doesn't have any batteries. It won't work. And I find myself having to go back to my original guitar tuner. Lord, help my ears. Those who boast should boast in this alone. And not only that, but we should boast. Not proud, not arrogant, but we should let people know that they can know God. I know God. I know God. And I understand that He's the Lord. And I anticipate His demonstration, that He will demonstrate. To me, He demonstrated justice and righteousness to Jerry, that prisoner. He removed that once and for all, so she can just be a little happier. She can skip and jump a little higher. You know? She can be free not only to know she's going to go to heaven, but all the other promises open up. That she's not in some back row, barely sliding in, but she's right up in the front row with everybody else. Because what we do cannot outweigh what He did. If we will come to know Him, we will know the truth. And that truth that Jesus promised would set us free does it regularly. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to the voice of God. Listen for the voice of God. Anticipate the voice of God. Expect the voice of God. Wherever, whenever, whatever situation, circumstance might arise, remember, wait a minute, I know the Lord. Amen? I know the Lord. Say, I know the Lord. Amen. And I'm blessed for it. I'm thankful for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the one thing above all things to boast about. You. Bless our lives, Lord. Bless our lives with an understanding of what we know when we know you. Bless our lives, Lord. And make us a blessing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.